Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash. He is a research associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thanks. Glad to be on.
So you've been doing some research into housing for workers in rural Minnesota, and apparently this has been an issue that's not, it's not a new issue, right? This has been around for a while.
Yeah, it's been talked about significantly, I would say, over the past 3 to 4 years, for sure.
So what are you finding? Obviously, there's still some places in rural Minnesota that desperately need some housing for their workers.
Yeah, in particular places where we're seeing a lot of job vacancies. You know, we have demographic shifts happening in our rural areas. People are aging, starting to retire out of their positions, and there's a lot of openings. And so there's been a lot of work among our rural development organizations to recruit new workers, kind of a younger workforce, into our areas here in rural Minnesota. And one of the biggest barriers they keep talking about is not having, you know, I call it appropriate housing for the workers. And that's kind of, you know, a housing that's, you know, in pretty good shape, maybe good to raise a family, and only in cost, you know, somewhere between $100,000 and $175,000.
And just difficult to find kind of that sort of housing in parts of rural Minnesota then?
Yeah, so if we back up here a little bit and talk a little bit about just kind of what happens in a healthy housing market, generally what you see is this kind of natural churn. So as households get up to certain life stages, let's call them, you typically will see a move. Not every household, but it's typically when, you know, you see more movement. So it's when, you know, kids might be graduating, or you get a promotion at work, you might build new or go to a newer home. If you retire, you may downsize. After downsizing, you may have some health issues, you may go into assisted living. And each one of those moves, you're leaving a unit behind for the upcoming folks. Well, in our small towns and our rural areas, we see less churn. There's just a lot less people moving around. And in particular, we see that among the older households. So folks that are maybe looking to downsize or even go into assisted living aren't moving. They're staying in their homes a lot longer, and that's leaving far fewer housing units behind for new workers. And so that's kind of where we're seeing a little bit of a tightening of the life stages up in that region. What that means is that puts a lot more pressure on communities to try and find ways to build new. So we have our demographic pressures in our rural areas. So we're not having the churn. We have a lot of older adults and a lot of older households not moving. But then we have these economic factors in rural areas, and that the cost to build new has increased significantly since the early 2000s. And has increased far greater than wages. I'll provide you an example here. I was talking to Rick Goodeman. He's a CEO of the Southwest Housing Partnership. And he said back in the early 2000s, his organization used to try and build some of these homes. That was for more kind of a working class. You know, they had cost about $100,000 to $125,000, kind of starter homes. But to build that exact same home today would cost nearly $200,000-some.
Kelly, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and you do great work on behalf of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, so thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kelly Ash has been our guest. He is a research associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.